to have you with us here this evening. Yeah. Friday night, folks, at least for another hour here in the Central Time Zone. And we have a very exciting program lined up here for you this evening, as we try to do every night. But first, a couple of key bits of information. Our website, www.franklyspeakingradio.com. That's our website. Lots of great information there, including information on guests, past and present, lots of news, archives, and different things like that. So make sure you peruse it on a regular basis. And if you need to get a hold of me at some level, you can do so simply by accessing. There's a phone number there. You can call an off-air line. There's also a mailing address. And if you email me, you'll be doing so through the webmaster, James. So make sure you let him know that you appreciate all of his hard work, because he does work hard to make that website happen. Also, on shortwave, the frequency 3.215, and the call-in number, if you'd like to take advantage of that, is 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Also, I've just found out that there's a new website for the network. It's republicbroadcasting.org. Okay, republicbroadcasting.org. So you can check that out, and that's the officially sanctioned site. Anything else is just a not official. We'll leave it at that, I guess. It's been an interesting day here in northwest Arkansas. I think right now the temperature is about 9 degrees. The wind chill somewhere around 1 or 2 degrees. I don't even know. But it obviously still having some ice and snow issues, because as we warmed up to a whopping 20 degrees today, some of that ice, or some of the snow melted, and now it is ice. So still having a lot of weather problems. If you've been paying attention, you may have seen about the tornado down there in Florida, maybe a series of tornadoes in which 19 people lost their lives. Truly a tragic, tragic thing. And what we're seeing is a pattern of events, and nothing new here. This is all coinciding with this intergovernmental climate change panel from the United Nations, or Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC. And we mentioned this just the other night, that their first report of three is scheduled to come out today. And guess what it says? Nothing new. Okay, if you had read, and I hope that you have done so, or maybe heard me say this as well, the Pentagon Climate Report, which came out in February of 2004. Now, I should say that's when it was officially released to the public, but you know, it was probably had come out actually long before that. So it's a very, very interesting scenario. And as I said, nothing new under the sun. So, but of course, all the hype is designed to inspire a little bit of fear. You have some tragic weather scenarios come about. And inevitably, when tragedy perhaps starts to strike our enemies, maybe Iran gets another earthquake, something like that, of course, all this can be blamed on weather changes, things happening in natural processes in the earth and things like that. Anyway, it's all part and parcel to this war on terror. Now, the war on terror, of course, is supposed to be a war against terror and terrorists and terrorist mindsets. That in and of itself is being set up to fail. It's much like the war on drugs, for example. It's a war that can perpetually have money thrown at it, and never, ever, ever will it win. Can it be won? So it's kind of the same thing. And the war on terror, I think, is a guise in which to acquire access and control of natural resources. And we've talked about this many, many times. Anyway, so this is just part and parcel, but I would urge you all to take heed of the things you hear on this program and on this network, because they're designed to provide you solutions, answers, options, things like that. And it's out there. All you have to do is take it upon yourself to seek out this information. Do your own research on it. If you do so, you'll find many, many answers that maybe you didn't think were even out there. So, folks, we're going to take a short break, get our guest on the phone, and we'll be back with more Frankly Speaking Radio in about 3 minutes. Please stay with us.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
My friends, and welcome back. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. Very excited to have you with us here this evening, which soon will be this morning, I guess. Morning to some. It still kind of throws me. I'm not quite sure what to say. I suppose I should say good day or some generic form of that. Anyway, regardless of sort of my mental handicaps, let's proceed with the program here this evening. Our guest has been on the show a number of times, and certainly to our nighttime audience, he's relatively new. You heard him before, and you've probably heard some of the results. If you've looked into it at all yourself, you realize that this is going to be something that's old hat to people at some point. At some point, people are going to look back and say, remember that when they were first coming across this information, it was brand new? Yeah, I remember that. What did we ever do before it? Well, it is out there. It is here. And we're very pleased and privileged to have our guest with us here this evening. His website, www.edkuniversity.com. That's edkuniversity.com. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the program Mr. Lee Kroc. Lee, thanks for your time.
Glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here, too. I appreciate you staying up late with us this evening.
Oh, that's good.
All right. Hey, we spent the week discussing preparedness and discussing other things like that. All manner of things, and one of the things that we briefly touched on last night, and of course is a running theme on this program, is health awareness, health preparedness, and you, of course, are the inventor of this incredible machine called the Energy Cleaner, and you have a facility there in Ohio that people can go to. You don't charge them anything. They just have to get there, called the Energy Lodge. And people, of course, can go there and experience the Energy Cleaner for themselves, try it out. You even let them stay probably for as long as they need to until they're in much better shape than when they walked in the door. So last time we had you on the show, people were calling and asking about it. Did you have any people come and visit you in the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I had one. I've had somebody there every day.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Fantastic. What has been their condition?
Well, the one, three of them, all three had cancer.
Oh, wow.
The last man, he had it left this morning. He had it in pancreas. They had gave him another month to live.
Uh-huh.
When he left here, he said, I'm going back and tell him I'm not going to die.
Wow.
That's it. I had a lot of fun the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'll bet. I'll bet. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So cancer, is that the hardest thing for people to overcome? Because for the most part, when people are told cancer, they typically, you know, start getting their affairs in order and start preparing to die. I mean, I'm sure that the mindset of being told that you have cancer is enough to make a lot of people give up. But I'm talking about the actual, you know, Energy Cleaner and the whole process of working with Universal Energy. Is that the most difficult thing to work on?
No, it's no harder than any of the rest of them.
Really?
A heart problem. It's all just their body's got dirty. I mean, it's got contaminated.
Mm.
And they just work it out. Now, as they let the cancer go too far, sometimes they've got too much poison in it. The gentleman was here, left this morning. He had lost 60 pounds in 3 months.
Oh, wow.
And now he looked more like he was death warmed over.
Really?
But he had a lot of pain. We got that out of him in less than 2 days. He stayed 5 days.
Wow.
He took a machine and went home. He said he could finish at home. But he knew he was going to live.
That's fantastic.
For he was eating better. And then the lady was there the first part of the week. She wasn't eating hardly. She was going downhill real fast. Well, she went to eating pretty good before she left. She'd gained 2 pounds in weight before she left here.
Oh, wow.
So she was happy there.
That's fantastic. So as far as all that went, is this something that they'll be able to get past, you think?
Beg pardon?
Are they in much better shape than they were when they got there?
Oh, yeah.
Just way to put it. Wow.
Hey, they felt like it was gone. It was just they had to get their strength back mostly.
Yeah. But see, that's really the amazing thing is that when you are in rough shape and you're using the Energy Cleaner, I think you can feel the difference. I think it does change your whole outlook on things. I think let's say, for example, Lee, that you go in and you're playing the lottery. And maybe you scratch your eyebrow before you pick your numbers, and then you win. Well, guess what? You're scratching your eyebrow every single time because you're thinking, well, that's obviously what did it for me. But when people get into a situation where they're faced with something like cancer or whatever the case may be, something that shakes up their whole comfort zone, they're looking for something that will work on them. And unfortunately, you tend to get people when they're, you know, really on their last legs. But obviously, when they see that something's working and they have it explained to them, the whole concept, I think it certainly it gives them a greater sense of understanding, a greater sense of hope. And one of the things I would compare it to is the way that conventional medicine would treat something like this. They'll say, oh, there's no real solution to that. And when you say, well, what causes cancer? They'll say something like, well, obviously it's genetic. But that's not an answer. That's a non-answer. That's actually saying whatever it is in your genes that you have that's causing the cancer should be blamed on the fact that you have those genes. But the point is they don't actually know, do they, what causes cancer, what causes disease, what causes illness in general.
Well, they won't look at this atmosphere that we're living in. Every one of them has come from that contamination out of the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And people aren't ready to think that they have to clean up the atmosphere and live clean.
Yes.
So the money people just don't want that yet.
Well, of course not, because then that would be, the people would rise up and start demanding that these problems be addressed. But, of course, they make a heck of a lot more money treating symptoms than they do in actually sort of, you know, addressing the actual problem and solving the problem from its source.
Yeah, it keeps them pain pills around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Out of the three of them, all three of them was on pain pills.
Were they?
Within 2 days, they quit taking the pills.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And didn't take up one. That I think that's two-thirds of making them feel better, just getting off of that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, without
but then it gets the pain out of them. They don't have it, so you never moved that much toxic.
One thing
they do when they get in that fountain of youth, and they stay 2 hours, about every one of them will be nauseated when they come out. They feel like they want to throw up, but, boy, that's moving it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know that they're giving up that poison is what's causing it.
That's amazing. As far as that goes, that's just you're basically detoxing. You're detoxing on a cellular level, and your body's having a response to that, I presume.
Yes, definitely. And it's always your pancreas that does that. And that's right in the pit of your stomach where it makes you want to feel like you're getting nauseated.
Mm-hmm. Where were their cancers located at?
One in the stomach, the other one in the colon, and the man, he had his in the pancreas.
Mm. Wow. Yeah, that's a virtual death sentence in conventional medicine. Were any of them approached with surgical options, anything like that, or just basically comfort medicine to help them?
One of the colon, she had it in the liver, too.
Uh-huh.
They was going to take her colon out and half her liver.
Oh.
And she came here and stayed. I think it was on the fourth day. So I have the picture of the Blessed Virgin hanging on the wall in the Fountain of Youth room. And she seen three angels came from the feet of the Blessed Virgin walk over to the tub and took her cancer back.
Wow.
And her bowels has been regular, was regular right after, all the time. And within 1 hour after she got here, she looked like she was pregnant. She was that extended. Within 1 hour in that tub, she had to get out and go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
The second day, she was down to normal and her bowels was working regularly.
Mm-hmm.
And she was doing nothing but no pain, no nothing when she left. Took a machine, went for home.
That's fantastic. See, that's really the beauty of this whole process. For those who maybe didn't hear our past interview, Lee, we should probably cover some of this. Basically, you can purchase the energy cleaner machine from Lee, but if maybe you don't want to make that purchase, you do have some options. One of those options is to go to his website, which, as I suggested earlier, is edkuniversity.com. If you go there, not only can you read all of this information, not only can you teach yourself how to manipulate these energies with your hands, as Lee has it all posted there, you can also enter yourself in a contest to win a giveaway. And basically how that works is you send an email to Lee, and you basically tell him about yourself, tell him about your situation. And you know, sometimes pride creeps into it. Sometimes people say, well, you know, I don't want to complain here. No, by all means, complain. Because here's the thing. The people who are the most worse off will notice the healing benefits much quicker. Okay, so the worse your condition, the more you're going to notice. And it's important for you in your own sort of investigation to document exactly how bad you are. So that way, when you look back on it a week later, or 2 weeks later, or even a day later, perhaps you can compare how you felt then with how you feel now. Okay, because a lot of times, and I think it's also a mental process, whenever you have something that's going really, really bad with you, and you get past it, you don't even notice that it's gone. You know what I mean, Lee? And you know what I'm talking about. If you've got back pain or leg pain or something, and maybe you're hobbling around, well, you know, one day maybe you just stop hobbling and you forget, oh, yeah, I'm supposed to be limping. I'm supposed to be hunched over, whatever the case may be with that. So if you detail all of this in an email to Lee, he'll officially put you in a contest. And of course, the winner will be notified. So make sure you include all of your contact information. And, you know, get yourself entered in an opportunity to win one of these things for free. And there's more. Of course, you can also go and visit Lee in Ohio at the Energy Lodge. And obviously, many people have partaken of that so far. And they're obviously feeling good enough to go back home. And they obviously are so convinced that they took a machine with them. So I think these are all very, very good things, Lee. Let me ask you to hang on. Folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage? where perverts and the godless write the rules. Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and I'm glad you are aboard. So we're talking about health, and I guess you could call it health preparedness, health solutions. It's something I'm just obsessed with, the solutions, really, for the most part. I think that there's never been a problem, and there never will be a problem, okay, that any of us have that does not have a solution. If your heart is right, and if you pray for it, I think God will lead you to any answers that you need. And maybe for some of you out there listening tonight, that answer is perhaps at hand. You can, of course, weigh in with your thoughts, ask your questions, give your comments. We'd love to hear from you. 800-313-9443. Toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. And, of course, the call-in number is listed on our website. You can listen online on our website at franklyspeakingradio.com. And also right there you'll see a link to Lee Kroc's website, which is edkuniversity.com. Make sure you have the W's in there, otherwise it may not go through. And also there, you do see 2 phone numbers for Lee. That's one is the number at the lodge, and the other one is his home number. He's very gracious about his time, and he's in this for the right reasons, folks, and that's why we love him. Lee, welcome back.
Glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here, too, my friend. We've got some calls. Would you like to dive in here with me?
Sure.
Let's do it. 800-313-9443, Lorraine in Ohio. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Frank. Hi,
hey.
Lee.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Wonderful. I'm glad you were able to call in.
I'm telling you what, I turned on the radio. I was so excited. Hi, Lee.
Hi.
Thank you so much.
Now, Lorraine, you called in the last time, and you were very excited
that
Lee was in Ohio because, you know, that's where you are. And obviously it's a pretty quick trip over from where you are to where he is. And from what you were telling me when you called in the other night and from what Lee had said, you had sent some people his way.
Yep, and they're all better. And here's the thing. You were saying, you know, prayer is a walk. It's a talk, but it's a walk.
Yes.
We're supposed to walk in truth. When you were saying, you know, we have to get the people educated so that they will rise up and demand, you know what? We don't need to rise up and demand anything except from ourselves.
Well, that's
I'm
not
telling
exactly
people,
what I said.
Here's the thing. You know what I'm talking about. You know I'm like, why do you do that to me? Anyway, people, you need to go over there or call Lee up and get a unit. I'm telling you, I've never seen anything like this. That woman was in pain for 9 years. The doctors told her 9 years ago that she was going to be dead in 2 to 5 years. She went to 3 sets of specialists. She was a mess. She is in severe pain, okay?
Yeah.
No more pain. That pancreatic cancer, I was a drug rep. I've seen cancer, okay? I worked on
cancer. Did you say you were a drug pusher?
I was a drug, legal, ethical pharmaceutical.
Right.
Actually, there, you know what they are, and I don't do that anymore. And now I sell nutraceuticals. Ooh, I've changed my ways. But here's the thing. I'm telling you, it is so amazing to see somebody. This man was so weak when I first met him. He couldn't stand up in the hall. People were mad at me, I found out the next day, for cornering him. They said, your friend, I can't believe she cornered him and had him sitting in the... Because he was, like, sitting on the ground. He was so weak, he couldn't even stand.
Oh,
okay?
Wow.
When I went in, he was carrying boxes with Lee.
Lee put him to work, huh?
Well, yeah, and it's beautiful. So I'm just telling people, and Lee, I so appreciate everything you're doing. My friend Skylar's calling you. She's coming to get an energy cleaner. She's amazed. So anyway, I thank you guys so much for everything you're doing, and what a blessing it is to have such fine men on the radio.
Oh, you are so kind.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
You're not allowed to make the host blush, though, but Lee, you can make him blush all you want. Lee, go ahead, my friend. How do you respond to that? I mean, I know, you know, it's kind of like what we were discussing earlier, that a lot of times people start getting better, and maybe they just tend to forget that, that this energy cleaner thing has made such an impact. Maybe you don't get the accolades that you should. I don't know. Maybe you do. Maybe you hear calls like that every single day, and maybe that's the reason you climb out of bed every morning. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Well, I get enough of them that it keeps me going.
That's great.
Keep me really generated. But a lot of people, when they get rid of their pain, they go about their what they're doing and they forget everything else.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, my friend, I think that what you're doing is so fantastic, and it's a great privilege for me to be able to have you on this show because again, what people can hear through testimonials from those who call in. And from questions that people are going to ask you, what they're going to hear is further confirmation of things they've always suspected, which is that there are solutions out there, and it's not necessarily to be found on a prescription pad. Every single person that I've spoken with, Lee, that has gone to see you has tended to go and see you as sort of a last resort. They've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars, which has been justified, of course, through health insurance and whatnot, perhaps, but they've all gone to specialists and whatnot, and it seems to me that they might decide to pursue something like this, you know, when it might be, you know, a really perhaps too late.
Well, about 99% of people, either they came here and they ran out of money, the doctors just about threw them out, or the doctor sent the undertaker to make the arrangements, told them they was done with them, they couldn't do nothing.
Wow.
That's 90% of them.
Yeah.
And as long as the rigor mortis had to set in, I'm glad to see them.
Well, that's great. You know, it's interesting to get that perspective from Lorraine also because, you know, she's known these people for a lot longer than we have. And she was able to see them beforehand, and you were able to see them, you know, in that condition when they walked in the door and obviously put them to work after they're feeling better.
Well, that was the fault of the bankers, and he was... He did. He looked like death warmed over when he got here.
Lee, let me interrupt here briefly. Folks, I'm sorry. Quick break. We'll be back with more phone calls and more from our guest, Lee Kroc.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Folks, welcome back. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, broadcast around the planet here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Very excited that you're here. The new website, republicbroadcasting.org, is a place you can go. I have not yet been there myself. I just found out about it before we went to air. But I would urge you to check that out, the officially sanctioned website there. And franklyspeakingradio.com is more or less unchanged. Same great material there, including an online link that you can listen to, okay? So if you are those who like to listen on the Internet, that's a great option for you. And, of course, on shortwave at frequency 3.215 and various AM and FM affiliates around the country, around the world, welcome to the program. First things first, let me remind you, of course, my friends, that this hour is being sponsored here on Republic Broadcasting by Howard Creek Resort. These guys are located right here in Arkansas. We certainly appreciate that. It's a beautiful, beautiful area. I look forward to actually being able to visit them very soon. They have 9 fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins. They've got a lighted boat dock and a private area that's covered. They also have a swim dock for the kids and a playground, all sorts of wonderful things. It's a great opportunity to get together with your family and sort of be outside and enjoy all of the wondrous things that the natural state of Arkansas has to offer. You can check it out online at howardcreek.com or call toll-free at 877-253-7690. And last year here in Northwest Arkansas, we had a natural health seminar. And, of course, many of our guests were there, people you've heard on this show before, people you have yet to hear. And Lee was there as well. And Lee got to work on a lot of people, and people just loved being able to go somewhere and have that kind of response. So we'll have to do that again very soon. Lee, welcome back, sir.
Glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here, too. So we left off, you were just talking about how weak this guy was. I know that you told me that you can kind of perceive people's energy levels right when you first see them. How bad off was he?
He was pretty weak.
Yeah.
He looked like death warmed over. But he couldn't eat. He wasn't eating only just vegetables. I got him to eating roasted chicken, and he got to liking that pretty good.
Well, you know, it's your body is so busy expending so much energy, I think, to try to combat this on its own and, of course, counteract all the negative effects of medication and things like that would come, again, from a prescription pad, that I think you're just too wore out to eat. I don't know. But then when you get the bodily functions moving again, of course, you get the body discharging all this toxins and start to, you know, use the bathroom and things like that. It's going to make a heck of a difference, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, see, he was on a tremendous amount. Every 2 hours, he had to have a pain pill.
Oh, wow.
After the first day, he never took another pain pill.
That's amazing. And you know,
he took one, he said, that just after he got there,
mm-hmm.
and never took another. The pain was gone.
And obviously, medication is very expensive, and obviously, every single one has a negative, at least one negative side effect that usually correlates with whatever it's trying to help. So, you know, they'll say this pain pill has a side effect and may cause pain. It's like, well, thanks for nothing. Lee, you want to keep going with the phone calls?
Sure.
All right, let's do it, folks. 800-313-9443. Your questions, your comments to our special guest, Lee Kroc, are welcome now. Let's go to Gary in Tennessee. Gary, welcome to the show. All right, let's go to Sheldon in Arizona. Sheldon, welcome to the show.
Hey, Frank. Hey, Lee.
How you doing, sir?
Yeah, even though I never got one of Lee's machines, I do want him to know that there's people that appreciate what he's doing.
Absolutely.
And also wanted the RBN audience to be aware that there's another RBN listening live link on the Edge AM website.
Okay.
So if anybody just types in theedgeam.com, they'll find an RBN 24-hour-a-day stream on the Edge Broadcasting Network.
Great.
And
oh, that's
anybody,
wonderful.
Huh?
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it is. I don't even think John Statmiller's mentioned it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad that you informed us of that.
Yeah, that's all I had for tonight, Frank.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Sheldon. I appreciate the call.
Yeah, have a good one.
You too, my friend. Excellent stuff. Well, you know, and that's the beauty of the truth, I think, is that it's something that people want. And, you know, these types of programs, these types of shows, these types of networks, you know, people, when they get a taste of something that has some substance to it, some truth, some real meat and potatoes, I guess, you know, that's when people, I think, start responding. And I've seen it myself many times with my local radio station. People just flock to solutions. And Lee, you experienced that when you were here for the health fair. In fact, I you know, all of our guests were so busy, I didn't even get to see hardly any of you. But it was such a great time, and obviously people want things that work. So it's pretty spectacular stuff, that's for sure.
That's one thing about energy healing. You'll feel it right now. You don't have to wait a week to see what it's going to do anything.
Right, absolutely. It's going to make a difference in people's lives, and that's really the most amazing thing. Lee, I wanted to ask you, what is the biggest problem that's out there? I know that you had conducted an experiment at your home with sulfur, and I wondered if you'd talk about that a little bit.
Well, sure, glad to. I was hoping to get ready to get in on that one.
Yes.
You see, I had a little heart problem. They rushed me to the hospital the day after Thanksgiving. And I'd plugged up an artery a little. They put three stents in. And they said it was just cholesterol. And I asked the doctor, what's mixed in with that cholesterol? Is there any sulfur in it? And he agreed there was. And I knew that the body, that's a sulfur, is like a glue for your bones. You use lime or calcium. You know, they make glass out of calcium and silicon sand. We'll melt that down. You know how whenever anything hits it, it shatters.
Hmm.
If they didn't mix that sulfur and that calcium, your bones would do the same thing.
Oh, wow.
That's what makes them pliable and sticks together
hmm.
and real tough. Now, you take and mix that sulfur in with that cholesterol, you've got the stickiest gum of a grease you ever saw in your life. And that's what they tell you have it in there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I knew I could break sulfur down. So I woke up the other morning, just knew exactly what I was supposed to do. Somebody upstairs wanted me to do this. They gave it to me. I took and put me 1 inch of heavy cooking oil that they cook deep fry chicken and fish and stuff in. Put 1 inch in a clear 8 ounce glass. Got me a spoon. I had some powdered sulfur here. Got me a spoonful of powdered sulfur and dumped it into that grease. I never saw anything mixed like that. You didn't have to stir it. That oil just grabbed that sulfur.
Mm.
And they just mixed together. I stirred a little bit. Then I got me some real hot water and filled that glass up within an inch of the top. Tried to stir that into that water. Well, that all the oil stayed in the bottom. Got onto that sulfur, and that was too heavy. It wouldn't go to the top.
Wow.
So I took an electrode, just took a piece of green wire about 2 inches in diameter, cut it off, put a wire on it, and hooked it to the energy cleaner, and put it down in that grease.
Mm-hmm.
And it put me more like whipped cream. You can stir it up, and it just grind back together again.
Mm-hmm.
Just in a little bit, you can see that is separating, that oil and sulfur. That oil started going to the top. Within less than 2 hours, I had all the oil on top of the water and the sulfur in the bottom of the glass.
Oh, wow.
That's how, when we put, anybody's had a stroke, that's the reason every stroke patient I've worked on, it cleaned them up just a little bit.
Yeah. Well, that's the way I look at it. I mean, the implications of that in my mind are, you know, if you climb into the bathtub and you take one of those screen wires and you drop it in the tub with you, hooked onto the energy cleaner, what that's doing in your body is exactly what your experiment showed. It's separating out the bad stuff. It allows your cells to be able to detox themselves because those elements have been broken up. And your body it knows what to get rid of. It gets rid of the bad stuff. And that would cause the nausea, of course, and probably the extra bathroom trips and things like that, right? Is that pretty much how it works?
Definitely.
Okay.
But, see, whenever you get this glob of thicky grease in your blood vessels, when it goes to the heart, you got a heart attack. If it goes to the brain, you had a stroke. Same stuff. And when that goes in the brain and it stays there and it plugs that brain off,
yeah.
Until you get that glob of grease out of that brain, you're going to be paralyzed.
Wow.
When I started pulling that sulfur out of that Dave Bowler up there at Columbus, who'd been that way for 5 years, totally helpless, took the pain out of him in 3 hours. In 2 months, he went back to work.
Wow.
And all we done was pull that sulfur out. That left that cholesterol just a free thing, then it just goes on. Your liver filters it out of your body. But you got to get it separated. As long as they stay together, you got a real tough grease. And you got it on the fingers, you can't wash it off with water. You have to use soap to get it off. It's
oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, obviously that could cause a great many problems. You mentioned about the heart problems as well.
Same thing.
Same
stuff. It's plaque, they call it.
Yeah.
There's just sulfur and cholesterol,
mm-hmm.
the same stuff when it hits you in the brain. And it's like a blood clot, and it all forms in your blood whenever the sulfur you pull out of the contamination atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
and it gets into your blood. The body stores, the reason the body stores all this here contamination,
yeah,
all the contamination it takes out that likes, like iron. You got to have iron. That's a building block in your body. Sulfur's a building block. Potassium, magnesium, zinc. When it gets them pulled in, as the body needed it, it uses it in building the body. But if it don't, it'll store the surplus.
Mm-hmm.
And stores it in the energy channels, and that's your nerves and your blood vessels.
Yeah.
Whenever it stores that in your blood vessel, it'll cause the inside of the blood vessel to get a little rough. And it gets irritated. And then that grease hangs on to it. And it just goes to building up. Pretty soon it's plugged off the artery. And see, I got that. I went to work on myself on the 6th day of January. I went back there, and I didn't have a bit of plaque in my arteries anymore. And I had a burnt place on the bottom of my heart in 1957.
Right.
I got hit with lectures. I got burnt with lectures real bad, and it burnt an artery in there. And my heart built an artery, second artery around it. But the old artery still's open, and that's where all my plaque's been building up, and it gives me a little... Yeah, I don't get a real pain, but I get disc congestion in there.
Mm-hmm.
I've had it twice. So he put 3 stents in that old artery. But when I went up on the 6th January, he was going... They had planned on putting a defibrillator in me and 2 more stents.
Mm-hmm.
We started taking these tests. The plaque was going, and... So he just put me up for 6 months to come back, and he wanted to check me again, but he told me not to quit doing what I've been doing.
Yeah. That's fantastic. You know, and that's, I think that's a credit to your doctor, and I think that's the main thing here is that, you know, they may not necessarily write a prescription down, you know, go visit Lee for 2 weeks, you know, but the point is that when something works, they're at least usually intrigued enough to say, you know, there's something here. I may not explore it. I may not endorse it, but I'm very curious about it. I was just talking to somebody the other day, Lee, who had a problem. They'd gone to, it was a heart blockage of some sort, and they had gone to a doctor. And when they asked what the cause was, you know, of this blockage, the doctor just shrugged and said, genetics. That obviously it's a problem in your family. And of course, the person's like, oh, okay, well, you know, I guess. And I was talking, and I said, hey, you know, that's a non-answer. That's like a politician. You know, what the question was is, what is this substance that's causing the blockage? And how does it get in your system, and how do you get rid of it? And it was just simply shrugged off as saying genetics. Well, that doesn't mean it's genetics. It means that it could be eating patterns. You know, kids eat how their parents eat because their parents used to feed them meals. It's just one of those things. So, you know, obviously people need to start discerning for themselves, you know, where the truth lies. And I think that you'll find that most of the times doctors don't know those things. And I know, Lee, that you've talked to many doctors on the phone, and you know, a lot of them, you know, are pretty, you know, they get stumped by you. You know, you'll ask them the questions that you know the answers to, and you'll discover that they don't know those things.
I tell you, doctors know so little about the body, why it gets sick, it's awful.
Yeah, yeah. Alan, and then some, absolutely.
They treat the symptoms, but they never treat the cause.
Yes.
So they don't know what the cause is.
Mm-hmm.
They know they've taken that plaque out of the brain and out of the heart enough that they know that that's what it is in there.
Mm-hmm.
They have no idea why it forms.
Yeah.
But if they see what happens in that glass and I put that sulfur and oil together, well, that's all. They just grabbed each other like they had a magnet to each other.
Wow. That's pretty spectacular. Now, the way, when you said you've been working on that on yourself, what specifically do you do as far as, do you just wrap a pad around the area? I mean, do you have to target the specific area, I guess is the main question.
Yeah, you got to, anytime you got a pain, you got to work on the pain. If you have a pain in the hand, there's no use working on your foot.
Fair enough.
But I just took a copper claw, a pad, about a short one, laid it up right below my throat, put 2 pie pans on it, right up next to my throat and just above my rib cage there, and I just covered it. I could feel my heart. I could feel that a pull on that heart. And I felt, it's kind of felt like it was kind of, I could feel it working.
Mm-hmm.
Up my throat, up my neck, right up in front of my ear, and went right on up. Every time that would happen, I got a hot flash. Oh, I just sweated like heck, but it didn't hurt. I could feel movement on it. When that opened up, it just felt like you'd open, and the room I was in here, it got kind of stuffy. When that opened up, I felt like I was out in a woods, in a deep woods, where the air was the freshest air I ever had, and a breeze hit me. But the door wasn't open. It was just my body opened up to cool me down. And over a period of 3 days, I had one up each throat, one went out each shoulder. When they did that, I put the pad crossway, put one pan out on my shoulder and back to my heart. But every time, and then one went down to my legs on each side.
I'm sorry, let me interrupt you here briefly. Folks, we have to take a quick break, but we will, of course, be back with your phone calls and, of course, more from our guest, Lee Kroc, and more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I'm your host, Frank Whalen, and I'm glad you're aboard with us this evening. Our good friend Lee Kroc is joining us. Lee, welcome back.
Glad to be here.
Glad you're here, too, my friend. Let's go to Jim in Kentucky. Jim, thanks for the call.
Yeah, hello.
How are you, sir?
Yeah, how you doing? Is this
good.
Frank?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Frank, and hello, Lee.
Hi, how are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I have a brother-in-law who has a 3-inch tumor in his liver, and he has some cancer in his lungs and his colon. And it's pretty hard to convince this fella that he can do something else other than chemotherapy.
Right.
But I don't know if he would. You know, I wanted to find more about this because I think a lot of the fella, and I thought, what happens with the tumors when you use this machine?
Well, before we get into that, Jim, let me just throw this out because this is actually an issue that has come up before. We had a caller who wanted to enter the contest and whatnot, but they were concerned because their loved one, who they thought needed the treatment, was not open to this kind of treatment, you know. So, in essence, what they did is they entered the contest anyway. I believe they won, and this thing can be hooked up to the coils on your mattress. So if you have a coil spring mattress, you can just hook a wire onto that, and the whole coil system within the mattress actually acts as a generating field. So what they did was is they hooked it up to his mattress and never told him about it. So he slept on this thing for hours and hours and hours every night. So there are ways around that. But yeah, Lee, let's talk about that specifically. So, Jim, your question was what happens to the tumor itself using the energy cleaner?
Yeah.
Is that correct? Okay. Lee, go ahead.
Yeah. When you put a pad on I'd put him into a fountain of youth. I wish you could talk him in, you coming up with him, bring him up and stay with him. It won't cost you a penny. Be tickled to death to keep you. Put him in there, and that'll start discharging them cells where the tumor's in. And any cell that's got any life left in it, it'll start it cleaning. It'll empty out and load it up and empty it out. It don't take very long. You can wash that clean out of them. Now, the cells that are dead, they're dead. But they always... the body will encase them. For a live cell, will let go to separate from the dead cell. Then your body will encase them dead cells like a piece of metal or something like that. Then, you know, they always encase it in. And they stay there, but they never hurt nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, every time they had one, if it was any size, when the doctor would open it up, they were loose. They just pick them out or they'd fall out. Mm-hmm. I've had them out of the brain, out of the lymph nodes, livers, every place.
So, in essence, then, Jim, you said this was in the liver?
Yeah, he's got a 3-inch tumor in the liver, and he's got some spots on his lungs.
Okay.
And he's got one in the colon. And I'm just, you know, I'm concerned for the fella. And, you know, I think he sees that the chemo is running him down. And he has no other choice. I mean, he doesn't know about this stuff. And I tried to call him tonight and have him listen, but I couldn't catch him. I think I'm going to try to get a copy of the show on your website later, if
okay.
I can.
Sure.
But I wanted to ask these questions so that when later on when I have him on, he'll hear it.
Yes.
But he can come down there to your place, huh?
Definitely.
Anybody can, absolutely free. All Lee says is you get here and you'll have a roof over your head, you'll have a bed to sleep on with an energy cleaner attached, you'll have a bathtub to bathe in with the energy cleaner in the water, and, you know, give it a try. It doesn't cost anything, so it's a spectacular opportunity. Jim, if you have more questions, you are more than welcome to hang on with us. And Lee, we have to pause here for a brief station identification. Folks, we're rocketing into hour number two, taking your phone calls at 800-313-9443. And visit Lee's website. Enter yourself in this contest. It costs you nothing but your time. That's edkuniversity.com. Stay with us. More Frankly Speaking Radio in about 90 seconds.